Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Switch disco with a little bit of Robert Miles and Children. On Tuesday morning, welcome back, everybody.
This guy was he's an Australian guy, and he just puts up funny videos. Now, he looks like Crocodile Dundee. He's got the hat, lives in the outback, really funny lad. But he put up a post. He's probably in his late 50s. Somebody called him something nasty, and this is the nicest way to do troll revenge.
G'day, folks. So I've just got this comment from Hayley saying, you're old, you're ugly, you're not funny, get off the internet. Wow, that hurts. So I've looked Hayley up. I've done a bit of research on Hayley, looked her up. Turns out that Hayley is actually a beautician, okay, at a spa resort, which actually isn't too far from here, not far down the road. So I've just jumped on the website and had a bit of a look at the spa. And it turns out it's one of these spas that does everything, you know, massage, remedial massage, relaxation, haircuts, the whole kit and caboodle. They do the lot. So I rang the spa up and I got a hold of the manager and I asked if I could actually request a certain beautician to do it. She said, yeah, that's fine. So I've requested Hayley. I've made a booking. Guess what, Hayley? Tomorrow you're going to be waxing my back crack, love. you might not think I'm funny, but I think that's going to be scary.
That's revenge.
How you do it?
10 out of 10.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I don't know if you're ready for this. If you need therapizing, is that even a word?
Yes, let's make it a word.
Therapizing. Is that a word?
Yes, therapizing.
If you're therapized.
I'm off for some therapizing.
I have been therapized. Anyway, if you're over the All Ireland final, and you're ready for me to bring this to you,
yes.
Deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. We go again, Cork. We go again. The Munster round robin fixtures 2026. The very first game that we're going to play, for 2026, ladies and gentlemen, it's Cork versus Tip. Yes, it'll be in simple. So we begin as we left off.
Yeah.
Lads, what is the noise that brings the most joy, particularly to the kids at this time of year? It's a bit of a head wracker for parents, but on a daily basis, there's a lad that's coming into our estate.
And of course, we know that means they've run out of ice cream.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I say, but they know that trick now. It doesn't work. But it's amazing. It's the influence that those ice cream chimes have on the kids. Yeah. It's like instantly Pied Pipering them up the road. You see houses emptying and then they come running back because they forgot money. Yeah. Or they want you to revolute them a fiver quick so you can tap and
they
go.
They all take card now these days.
They do, yeah, there's no messing. Oh, by the way, Rory, mind that child as well.
Oh, gotcha.
Mind the child.
Mind the gap.
Yes, because our ice cream people, they're very important. They are the servants of the community and without them...
Yeah.
And all, it'd be a very miserable summer. Did you see the trick that they're doing? Some, not all, but some ice cream people. Now, confirm this if you're an ice cream person. When they're making the old mixture, they pour in the ice cream. It comes in a kind of like a carton of cream. Yeah. And then it's whipped into cream. They're adding 7-Up to it.
What?
Yeah, pouring in a bottle of 7-Up, it makes it expands the volume of the ice cream. So they use less ice cream, make more money.
My word!
Is that true?
Where did you hear that?
I'm telling you, it's TikTok. It's going around.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ice
cream people, can you get on to me there if that is true? 0868104106. But what happens, the saddest thing ever, when the ice cream man actually passes away?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The local ice cream man who's been serving the community. Do you know what they do? And this happened over in the UK over the last couple of days. A very popular local ice cream man who's chiming around in his HB van. He passed away and they had a procession of about 30 different local ice cream people got together and all of the vans got, you know, piled up behind each other and did a circle of the town in memory of him.
Oh.
That's tradition. That's what they do, yeah. But this is the most recent one, I think.
Now, it does sound like a horror show because they're all playing different music. It's like something out of a Stephen King film.
I feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you really need to just choose one song on that one, lads. but I think it's just a nice way to remember ice cream
people,
is it?
It's very cute. I like it.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. The Queen of Kanturk, her name is Anna Keneally. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
Listen, Kanturk, what's happening? Restaurant-wise, where do you go locally? Where do you hang out?
There's some great places. Bob's Bar, the Brown's Cafe, the Vintage. We've got a lot of good places to eat in Kanturk.
It's all happening.
You must try it sometime.
Let's spin down to Kanturk.
Yeah, let's.
Did you have a lovely weekend?
It was quite very relaxing.
Very good. Well, let's
nice to have a relaxing weekend. Isn't
let's
it?
Kick off your week with a cheeky 1,000 euro. What you need to do, Anna, is give me 10 out of 10. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what sport is played with a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
What color are the cabs in London?
Black.
What movie ape hung from a building in New York City?
King Kong.
C'est la vie is a song by what Irish girl band?
Oh God! Hang on.
The double denim. Like they were kind of bewitched.
Bewitched.
Question number 5. How many pieces are on a chessboard, like pawns and rooks and kings?
Oh God, 64.
Question number 6. Evian water comes from what country?
France.
Who played the lead role in the show 24? 24.
Oh God, Kiefer Sutherland.
And question number 8. Vic Hope is the partner of what major music star? They just had a baby.
Calvin Harris.
Question number 9. What is Ireland's most northerly point?
Malinhead.
And can you give me what character served 50 years in Coronation Street?
Deirdre Barlow.
Oh, well done, though. That was good.
You are handy. You are bloody brilliant.
Am I?
I think you got everything. Let me go back over these. Shuttlecock. No, hang on, sorry. Before the buzzer went, sorry, I don't want to get your hopes up.
Yeah, no,
I was going to say, you got everything up until question number 9, but shuttlecock, badminton, black cabs, King Kong, Bewitched. Oh, this is the one you missed. I'm sorry. How many pieces on a chessboard? Pawns, rooks, and kings. 32.
Oh.
Yeah, 32. Okay. France for Evian. Kiefer Sutherland is correct. Calvin Harris is correct. Malin Head was correct. And the character that did 50 years in Coronation Street was Gail Platt.
Oh.
It was Gail Platt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lost out.
You missed it by 2, but you did brilliant.
Sure, I did. Well done, Anna.
50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, Anna, and I hope you have a lovely week, and we'll talk to you another day, I hope, okay?
Wonderful, please. Anytime.
Well, see you, Anna.
Bye, Anna.
Okay.
Love Island was won last night. Kelly, are you happy with the outcome?
It was a weird season, I have to say.
Everyone's saying that. It was a strange one.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't know how long any of the people that were in the final will be together.
But there's nobody in it to be together. None of them are looking for love. They're looking for deals. They're looking for Instagram followers.
Okay, but in the past, there's loads of marriages out of it and everything.
There's been a few.
Oh, I'll check that back then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, Olivia and Alex are still together. Like, the...
Didn't one couple just have a baby or something?
Yeah,
as well?
There's loads of them. Yeah, so there has been love found in the villa, but this year was just very strange.
All over the shop. Yeah.
Out of all of the finalists, Tony and Cash, I probably would have gone for. I would have voted for if we could vote.
Now, do you know that there's an island in Finland? It's called Women Island. Men are banned. It's a bizarre one, but it's called Super She Island, Lady Island, a private island in Finland that has banned all men.
Oh, yeah.
And it's operated as an exclusive retreat for women created by an entrepreneur. Offers luxury wellness focused on yoga, nature, empowerment and good food. Men are not allowed on the island.
That is sexist.
But it's just you want to get away from men, you want to get away from the world. It's Lady Island in Finland where you need to go.
I'd love to know what happens if a man tries to attempts to step foot on the island.
Alarms will go off. There'll be secret service agents coming out and talking into their wrist going, "Get out of my island."
Oh, don't worry. We get called out when the toilets get blocked. Florence and the Machine and Calvin Harris.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
On Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Morning Gang. Calvin Harris actually... celebrating a new arrival.
Yeah, this is very sweet. He and his wife, Vic Hope, have announced the birth of their first child. Now, what I like about this is instead of taking a little picture of the toes or the hand or the foot or whatever, they just went for it. They told us, you know, what sex the baby was and also the name of the baby. And Calvin Harris had a lovely picture of himself holding a full baby posted onto socials. And I like that.
But he also posted...
He posted some other controversial, what you could call controversial photographs. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know it's an important part in the structure and the development of a baby, but you don't need to publish the placenta, lads. That's kind of private.
Yeah. Well, listen, as I said, I like the fact that they just said, we've had a son. Mm-hmm. Our son's name is Mika. Here's a picture of Calvin Harris holding his son Mika, but then they just went a bit further and they decided to post up loads of other stuff as well, which, you know, I guess is up to them. But yeah, the placenta was included and then some tablets that had been made out of it.
Okay.
So I think you're supposed to take them. Is it the mother that's supposed to... Presumably it's the mother that's supposed to take them.
Full of vitamins and iron and whatnot.
I guess so, yeah. Listen, different strokes for different folks. If that's what they're into, that's what they're into. But massive congratulations to them. And as I said, I do like the fact that they didn't hide the, you know, all the details about the baby, because we want to know, don't
Everybody
we?
Everybody is so nosy.
We just want to know. We were talking about Love Island. It was the final last night. Tony and Cash have been crowned the winners. They walk away with £50,000. We think that has to be split between the two of them, which is only 25 grand each. Is it worth it? Don't know. What do you think?
It depends what they get afterwards. Well, I mean, all the brand deals and all that kind of crack.
They
know they'll make a fortune if they win it.
Now, Tony is from the States. So how that works, whether she decides to move to the UK to pick up on all those deals, because presumably it wouldn't be the same in the States.
Yeah,
they have their own Love Island over there, don't they?
Yeah.
So if she's going to make her money, I would imagine she's going to have to stay this side of the pond.
But is she's with your man, obviously, right?
She's with Cash. She was with Harrison.
Until Friday.
Yeah, you know the way it goes. She was with Harrison, and then as soon as Harrison left the villa, she just made a beeline for Cash, and they've just kind of gone from strength to strength. But the runners-up were Shakira and Harry, and actually I'm surprised they didn't win, because they were kind of together right from the start. Okay, yeah, they tried it out with other people, but they went back together, and I thought that they may have won, but no. Tony, who is our American Cabana girl, and Cash walked away with me.
The winners of Love Island 2025 are Tony and Cash.
Tony and Guy.
Yeah, there you go. Tony and Guy, the hairdressers.
Perfect. Well, they get 50 grand split between them.
They do.
We're doing, what, 5 times that on Cash Machine this week for a text. You don't have to go on Love Island Mall and the face-off people. Just wake up at Red FM. We'll sort you out with way more money, lads.
Red FM breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
A man has divorced his wife. This happened out in the United Arab Emirates. Because he seen her for the very first time without makeup.
What?
For the first time. So they got married a couple of months ago. And he feels he was sold a pup.
Well, first of all, how much makeup was she wearing? Second of all, was she sleeping in the makeup?
She must have been.
She must have been sleeping in the makeup. Oh, imagine the mess on the pillow.
But for the first time, when they went away together, while swimming, she came out. Of the swimming pool. I don't recognize her. Who is she? He didn't. He didn't recognize his own wife.
She must have been wearing a serious amount of
I'd
makeup.
Say she's horsing it on with a trowel. He felt deceived.
Oh, no.
And the story has sparked global debate. First of all, his call to action was he fell for her after seeing Instagram photographs. Not only had she makeup on, but then thrown all few beauty filters onto
filters.
It. Yeah. And so this is according to reports from local clinics and legal sources over that side of the world. They'd been married for just a few months, and the woman who had reportedly undergone some cosmetic procedures and used extensive makeup, eyelash extensions, had never shown her natural face to her husband. And it wasn't until the couple went swimming that He turns around, he's like, whoa.
It is unbelievable how much somebody can change their appearance with makeup.
Have you seen some of those videos online where, like, people that are probably look like in their late 60s look like 25-year-olds again?
Literally.
From the right makeup.
Yeah. So, you know, you can see how somebody could do that, but I'm not sure. It's a bit mean to be divorcing her, isn't it?
Like, again, I don't know where I stand on all of this, but I can see from his side and her side, and it's like, where are you with this one?
That's a strange one. That's a strange one.
It's kind of one of the things you would... Do you explore before you ask somebody to marry? I don't know.
Well, I would like to think that if you're about to marry somebody, you've seen them without any makeup on.
You would think so.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. And it's, hey, it's not about like seven layers of...
Foundation, whatever.
Whatever it is, you know.
Whatever it is you're using.
It's about the layers of love in your heart. Anyway, I don't know if you're in front of a court and a judge, what happens there?
Don't know. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We'll follow that story with interest.
I'm going straight. As soon as we finish this show, I'm going to have a look at her.
See if you change your mind on the situation. Anyway. The face might lie, but the hips don't lie. I was reading about this over the weekend, and I want to give it a mention because... it's absolutely heartbreaking, but also essential that as many of us as possible help out. There's a young girl called Fela O'Sullivan, and she was critically injured in the Beara area of West Cork just over a month ago. It was a farm accident, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
She had to undergo a double leg amputation after being urgently lifted to Cork University Hospital. She's only a young girl. She had her whole life ahead of her. And as you can imagine, something like that will turn a family upside down. And we just send our love out to her. She's an incredibly strong lady.
She is.
She's in Dublin in hospital and will be for quite some time. The accident took place just before she turned 13. And she was just before her birthday for something like that to happen is utterly heartbreaking. So for all her family and for Fela herself, we're thinking of you this morning. Yep. There has been a fundraiser set up. This is to help with her rehab, help with the bills, help get her just back to some certain normal sense of life. And if you do a little Google for it, you'll find the fundraiser. This was launched by Garnish GAA Club and also the locals Men's Shed in her area, and Beara LGFA, amongst others. They launched this fundraiser hoping to raise some money. If you search Stand for Fela, F-E-I-L-E, Stand for Fela, you'll be able to find the GoFundMe and make a donation. Cork people just being Cork people. So far it's €161,000 has been raised.
That's an updated figure from this morning.
Just from this morning. That was at, when we started the show this morning, before we gave it a mention, I think it was around the 140 mark.
Yeah.
But keep those funds coming in to help her out. You know, when things like this happen, people are so incredibly caring and generous, and everybody wants to help out.
Yeah.
So Stand for Fela, F-E-I-L-E, if you can get involved in that fundraiser. And, you know, the money will make a huge difference. I suppose the recovery for her in every way, physically and mentally, of what has happened. She's got a long road ahead, but she's going to be great. She's going to be okay. Help us out if you can. Stand for Fela is the GoFundMe. If you can find it, please make a donation if you can, just to help out that family down West Cork direction. And we wish her the very best of luck with her recovery and everybody involved in helping her get back to normal life. Okay, 8:34 in the morning. This is Red FM. Red FM
Breakfast with Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red
FM. Mind the gap.
We all love Mickey.
It'd be lovely to keep on if you got all your authors.
Never Jeff.
Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Have you got a funny joke? What's up us now? Only a Red FM.
Please, sir. Take it away.
I got a new recliner recently, but I still find myself missing my old one. We went way back.
To the person who stole my barbecue rotisserie last night. And what goes around comes around.
I bought my wife some new beads for her abacus. It's the little things that count.
Very good. I spent all of my life savings on pasta, lads. It was worth every penny.
I like that.
Nice.
Yes.
Up my street.
Thank you.
Yeah. I accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles, so my next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster. Not only that, lads, I'll keep you all updated on my next vowel movement.
That was a double whammy.
Oh, man, sucker punch.
Oh.
Apparently my snoring is so loud it scares everyone in the car when I'm driving.
Amal and Juan are identical twins and their mother only carried one photo in her wallet because if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Lads, I'm looking to hire a private chef for the house. You must be very frugal. I mean, no time wasters, okay? Wow,
My wife told me she needed more space, so I bought her a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Oh my God, I keep having this dream that I'm turning into a joint of ham. I need to go to the doctor. I hope I can be cured. Thank you.
It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the pub and a 45-minute walk back. The difference is staggering.
I had dinner with my buddy John, the electrician, yeah, don't you? Yeah, so I was out with John the Sparky last night. He didn't have starters, he went straight for the mains though.
I like that a lot.
These are good lads.
Vic, did you know that KC has put a ban on broken airplane jokes in the dad gag segment?
Has he?
Yeah, they just don't fly her.
Yeah. Traffic update from Anglesey Street this morning. Update, a busload of elderly jazz musicians have broken down on the South Link. Gardaí said, expect lengthy jams.
Thank you.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.